Page 50, measure number 24-205, City of Salem. Referred to the people by the City Council. Measure proposing annexation of 14.63 acres of property into Salem. Question, should the property located west of Royal Crown Avenue Northwest and south of Wilmington Avenue Northwest area be annexed? Summary, approval of this measure would annex 14.63 acres of property located west of Royal Crown Avenue Northwest and south of Wilmington Avenue Northwest area to the City of Salem. The property is within the urban growth boundary. Upon annexation, the property would be zoned City of Salem RA, residential agriculture. There's a small map here showing the proposed annexation. Explanatory statement. If approved, this measure would result in annexation of 14.63 acres of territory, known as the Territory, to the City of Salem. The Territory is located west of Royal Crown Avenue Northwest and south of Wilmington Avenue Northwest area and designated in the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan as developing residential. Zoning of the territory, if annexed, would be RA, residential agriculture. The RA zone district generally allows residential uses, select agricultural uses, playgrounds and parks, public buildings, and child or adult care homes. The minimum lot size for single-family dwellings is 4,000 square feet. This zoning designation allows a maximum density of 8 dwelling units per acre, assuming an allowance for public utilities and infrastructure. A complete description of uses in the RA zone district is available in Salem Revised Code, SRC, Chapter 145. If annexed, the territory is estimated to have the fiscal impact of creating an annual surplus to the city's general fund in year 2005 dollars of $12,409 based on development with an average density of 5 dwelling units per acre. Adequate public facilities exist to serve the territory in accordance with the city's adopted budget, master plans, capital improvement plan, and urban growth management process as set forth in SRC Chapter 66. Additional information regarding the proposed annexation and zoning is available for public review at the Salem City Hall, Department of Community Development, Room 305, 555 Liberty Street, Southeast, Salem, Oregon, and on the city's website, www.cityofsalem.net, submitted by Janet Taylor on behalf of the Salem City Council. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Still on page 50, here's an argument in favor of measure 24-205. Our family has owned property on Orchard Heights Road since the early 1960s. Most of this land was annexed into the city in the 1980s. We want to annex the remaining 14 acres of our property so that all of the 48 acres are within city limits. The 14 acres are farmland, and we have no immediate plans to develop the land. Our house is already in the city, and we are using city services. By annexing the remaining 14 acres, it gets the entire property into city tax rolls and under city control. With all the building happening in West Salem, the city needs more open land within city limits for schools and open spaces. In 2000, our family donated 10 acres of our land to form the Straub Nature Park and is dedicated to preserving the environment. Please vote yes to annex this property. Sincerely, Michael W. Straub, Manager, McKenzie Willamette Properties. This information provided by Michael W. Straub, McKenzie Willamette Properties. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.